Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And again, Monday morning to you, and welcome into Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Yes, we are here. We're in our Wholesale Link studios, powered by Rumble On. We're not out in Cool Springs at Walmart. It was the right thing to do, and we were trying to help others. You can still help others. We'll tell you about that in just a bit. But look, under these circumstances, don't believe us doing the show out in a public setting was the proper thing to do. So we are in-house today, probably where we're going to be for a while, I suspect.
There's no probably. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah. And that is the case. And, you know, today was supposed to be, man, a sports talk dream day, right? Selection Sunday was yesterday. We found out who's in, who's out, who got the seed, who got hosed, who got a higher seed than they were supposed to. How far off was Willie Brackets?
Yeah.
With his? I mean, you know, who did he miss? But that's not going to be the case. Also, there would have been all kinds of news. What did the Predators do in Columbus? What did they do in Minnesota? They've got 10 games remaining. What does it look like? Yeah, that would have been today's show. And, oh, by the way, there's this thing called NFL free agency this week and tags being placed all over the league. So it would have been basically a walk in the park for what we do. If you can't make today work on normal under normal circumstances, then you need to get out of the biz. But there are more pressing things going on in our country and the world that have changed all of that. We're going to be here, and we'll continue to be here. Last week was one of the stranger weeks that I've ever had in my career, changing daily. When people say something is fluid, it was literally fluid last week. Every day was completely different and had different layers. And doesn't it seem like the NBA, remember when we said the Golden State Warriors were going to play the Brooklyn Nets at home at their new, brand new arena in San Francisco in front of no one, and the wow factor in that? Like, whoa, right. Thursday night there's going to be an NBA game with nobody in the stands? What? Whoa. And that seems like that was 5 years ago, right? I mean, the initial reaction of that story was, whoa, wow. And what has transpired since then? So we've got a lot of things to get into. Darren McFarland, that's me. Willie Donick.
Good morning.
That's him. Chase McCabe.
Hello.
And Elijah Campbell behind the glass. So the gang is all here. We're in the same room together.
We're trying to
give ourselves
space.
You are wiping and you keep sliding further and further away.
Hey, I'm trying to abide by the recommendations.
Well, it was interesting that Aaron Portsline put out something over the weekend when you say the guidelines, right?
Well, yeah.
With the NHL.
And really, since that was put out, the guidelines have become very similar for every human.
Right. It's right. That's, once again,
the guidelines
the
really
fluid
aren't different.
Situation of
yeah.
What seemed like a story over the weekend, sitting here on Monday morning, it's like, oh, well, great. So is everybody else at this point.
Yeah, it's...
And tell everybody what you're talking about.
Okay, I think the thing that we have to try to keep in mind is how fast things change, right? We went from me being on the phone with you guys on Wednesday morning after the Predators got a nice win against Montreal on Tuesday to, hey, this is interesting. The Ivy League has closed. Ivy League quit their tournament. What's going on? You know, there's talk about players without, you know, playing in empty arenas.
We're cleaning while we
but
talk,
the
by the way.
The game is on.
Yeah,
right?
You talk, we'll clean.
Yeah, keep going. I encourage you. The game was still on in Toronto. We had our production meeting on Wednesday afternoon.
How'd that go? Did you guys have a good show planned?
We had a good show planned. We were making adjustments.
Do you think Thursday's broadcast would have been a good one?
I'm just going to try to keep documenting how much has happened since Wednesday. Right. Wednesday, that wasn't that far ago, right? Not even a week ago. Wednesday, our talk in preparation for the game in Toronto against the Maple Leafs on Thursday was, hey, we're going to have to make a couple adjustments because they have now restricted interviews between media and players even further, right? We've got to stay 6 feet away. We're not sure if we can get a one-on-one. We're still trying to work through all this. But we got our game plan. Hey, Austin Matthews has 47 goals in 70 games. That's a historic number. He's the youngest guy to ever do it. What about Roman Josi for the Norris Trophy? You know, there's all of these things that we're discussing because we're still getting ready for a hockey game. We had no idea what was coming. Were we aware? Yeah, Columbus was making the decision to have a game with no fans. We were thinking, hey, we'll cross that bridge. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. We're going to Columbus on Friday. We will get ready to do the things we need to do to have a game that has no fans, right? So that's where we were on Wednesday.
Then they weren't initially going to do that, which was interesting.
No, they went back and forth.
The governor came out, and the Blue Jackets are like, yeah, we're playing Pittsburgh on Thursday and Nashville on Saturday, and we're good. Nationwide Arena is going to be open. That was the beginning statement, and then, of course, things changed rapidly.
Right. And things have changed rapidly many times since then. But, yeah, the governor was saying, you're not going to have any fans. The Blue Jackets initially was like, no, we need to have fans. That was off by Wednesday. Then, as we know, Wednesday night, the hammer hit, the tipping point hit when Rudy Gobert's story happened. That's when all the shutdowns started happening. That's where we were on Wednesday. But think about how much has gone on since Thursday when they paused the league. We come home, right? Then we had our show on Friday where we're still in the mode of, oh, I wonder how long it's going to be. You know, what should the playoff format be and all of these things. Now, over the weekend, it has sped forward even more where we're getting more and more serious about it's not an option to do social distancing. It's not, hey, we prefer you do social distancing. It's mandatory. We've got to do it.
We're getting out of the suggestion.
The numbers are going. Yeah, the doctors. Listen to any doctor, especially the lead doctor, Dr. Fauci. Right, he says the same thing. He's been on every TV show that I can think of. I don't care what channel or anywhere. He says the same thing. We've got to do it. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And the only way we can slow this spread down is if we all do it, not just some of us, all of us. It's not an option. So we've got to be serious about this. You know, I know we don't want to be, we're not panicking, we're not fear, but we have to do it.
And there is some panic. I mean, but you're right.
Like, you shouldn't
panic.
You have to
listen to it. And that's
But there's more people that I think are blasé about it than are panicking about it. I'd rather have people sort of overreact, right, than not do anything.
Yeah.
Because you're forcing people to take measures to force, right? We don't want to have to do that, but they're going to have to do that.
Well, a lot of other states already
have.
You
saw what happened last night, right? Now we're getting to, like, everybody, a lot of people went out, had a good time on Saturday. Now there has to be measures taken.
I'm going to give you full disclosure. I went out this weekend, but I did not, I wasn't Broadway. I wasn't out, you know, where I was, there was barely anybody there, which is my scene. So I was all about that. But I saw the video that everybody's talking about. It was one video that just sent everybody into a frenzy, and in some ways I'm glad it did,
because
number one, on a normal day I probably wouldn't have gone in a crowd like that, because that's, again, not my scene. And number two, I saw that and was like, holy crap, like that's what Broadway is right now. Like, I was shocked, because
nationwide, so it's not like this was just a Nashville thing. Nashville, we know our reputation, right? We have a lot of tourists, we have a lot of people
sure
way in advance plan to come to Nashville and have a great time on a weekend, and I'm sure their thought was, well, we already spent the money. We're already here. Let's go ahead. Boston had the same issue. Like, if you look all around, every city is dealing with this, but now we have to rein it in. And so it's coming.
As of 9 o'clock last night, Ohio said bars, restaurants,
now
carry
Kentucky
out, delivery only.
Kentucky, same thing. Illinois, same thing.
Yep.
New York, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, I believe it will come from the top.
It's coming.
If it doesn't happen today, I'd be surprised.
Yes.
I know a bunch of bars on Broadway, they've been told to close.
The mayor has has gotten a special group together, the Metro Council, the health officials, and they have said, we're closing down downtown. Now, we're waiting for the governor to, I think, kind of ratify that, because I think some people are saying, wait a minute, can he do this? Can he do this?
Yeah.
And I think he can do this. But
and there are some bars that have said, hey, we're going to listen. And I know Tin Roof was one I saw they posted last night that we're closing at, I think it was
Old
9
Red.
O'clock.
Old Red, I saw.
Yeah.
The
but Steve Smith, not the former wide receiver. Yeah, that was a great look.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
That was a great look.
We'll wait on the governor, essentially, is what he was saying.
Right.
Well, he was like, yeah, we're appreciate it. We're open for business.
Right. But I hope the governor sees that and says, I got to do what I got to do. Right. But it really, from the very, very top, I believe that will, I believe it will happen. The CDC, right, our federal, our top level Center for Disease Control has said, no gatherings more than 50 people.
This time of year, I mean,
for the next 8 weeks,
this time,
by
what
the
we're
way.
Going through, you might want to listen to them. I'm just saying.
Yes.
I want to listen to them.
Listen to the doctors. The doctors, the health officials, they're all saying the same thing. It's not mixed messages. They're not kind of debating on what's going on. They all say the same thing. That's all you need to know.
We'll come back, and along those lines, like, it's been interesting to see the layers of sports entities that have tried to, I don't want to say fight it, but I don't know what's the right word, but they've been a little bit reluctant to say, hey, you know what? I mean, we're going to keep doing this. And then how that's changed for most. But we'll talk about not all yet. The light bulb hasn't completely gone on yet. We'll discuss on the other side. Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. You tell them, Sting. I guess this was officially the police, right?
If you won't listen to anybody else, listen to Sting.
They are technically the police, so
yeah,
they have
the
authority.
Police.
They are the police. Although, if you listen to the song, the actual lyric, I mean, he doesn't want somebody to stand close to him for a different reason.
I've never seen Sting.
You never seen Sting?
No.
Or the police?
No.
I've seen Sting, and
I've disappointed
seen the
police. In me.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen hundreds of shows, and I've never seen Sting or the police. That needs to happen. Well,
Someday.
Let's do pass along some news and notes. We know Ryan Tannehill, the Titans did sign him up for a big deal over the weekend. Derrick Henry they have slapped the tag on Derrick Henry.
Yep.
So I think that's interesting. We'll get into that a little bit later.
Dak Prescott was tagged by the Cowboys.
Yep. Teron Davenport will join us a little bit later. We'll discuss all of this. I think it's going to affect Conklin and Ryan, in my opinion. The NFL has also come out and said that the draft will proceed, but obviously it's not going to have any public involvement in Las Vegas. I don't know if, talking about all this stuff, I don't know if you've looked, but basically the Las Vegas Strip is shut down.
Yeah.
Like, they're the Las Vegas Strip. Okay.
Right.
Shut down.
I want to, and I know you have some things you're about to bring up, and this kind of leads into it, but I just want to ask this question, because I look at certain sports and certain events. The draft is one of them that could technically be conducted still as, you know, at the date, but just in a TV studio with limited personnel. You have everybody in their war rooms at their respective facilities, and you're doing a lot of things remotely. I don't have an issue with that. I think that's fine.
I think that's the only choice right now.
How do you feel about, you know, we've been talking about different sports canceling events. WrestleMania, WWE is, as of right now, to my knowledge, is still on in Tampa. I do believe that's going to change, but the WWE is conducting their weekly shows, their Raw tonight, SmackDown on Fridays, NXT from their, they have a performance center. They have their own facility in Orlando that the guys train, the wrestlers train at. They're just doing everything from there. They did it Friday, no crowd. It was just the performers. How do you guys feel about that?
Well, let's pause that, because that's where I'm going with all this.
Well, that's so, what I was trying to lead you into.
There's more updates as well from all the major sports.
Let's talk about just kind of going back to the layers of last week. And it is interesting how some people have been reluctant. Others have been pretty fast and have acted quickly. For the first time, I think maybe I've ever said in my career, the NCAA, for the most part, we know about some of the tournaments where they pulled them off at halftime, but for the most part, the NCAA has been, I mean, just a bunch of turtles, a bunch of slugs over the years, moving at a very, very slow pace. They do not fit into this category, which is pretty interesting. That this is their moneymaker. This time of year is where they bring in their most dough, period. Right? March Madness, give me a break. It's worth billions to them. This is their cash cow. And so I'll give the NCAA a little bit of credit for the first time in a long while. Actually, we're pretty quick to act for the most part on shutting everything down. Others have followed suit. But, you know, remember, we were sitting here on Thursday going, hey, the Players' Championship, hey, they're underway. The PGA is still – people were like, hey, you can still talk about the PGA. And we had an unofficial desk, which was me, and an official desk, which was Chase. And I would say every time we would read these stories, yeah, it's today, but not tomorrow or in a couple of days. Like, they won't finish that tournament. You understand that that's not going to happen. NASCAR, yeah, we're going to run in Atlanta. Yeah, we're going to run in Miami. And then it was like, well, maybe we're not going to do it with fans. And but, yeah, we're going to do this with no fans. And then the unofficial desk, yeah, that NASCAR, you're not going to run your events. And sure enough, they've canceled those events. Now, there are others that are still reluctant. Still reluctant. Like, for example, you were just bringing up wrestling. We've talked about this WrestleMania at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. So far, still no word on that.
And Tampa is going to be like, we're going to pull the plug.
Yeah, and they may have to do it for them, but I'm surprised Vince McMahon, even though, because they did shut down the XFL.
Yep.
The XFL is done. Like, their season is over. Their first season is over. Like, no talks of, you know, we'll pick up where we left off. Like, it's done. That's it. They basically had half of a season. That's their product for the first year of existence. UFC, Dana White, I mean, still has been this weekend. Where were they, in Brazil? They did it with no fans or a couple hundred fans.
Yeah.
I believe he's still acting like they're going to be in the UK this weekend or next weekend. It's business as usual. They've canceled, once again, I think this is Columbus telling them thanks, but no thanks. They were supposed to go to Columbus after that. That's been shut down, even though initially Dana White was like, yeah, we are proceeding with business as usual. And then it was Vegas, their hub. I got news for Dana White and the UFC. It's not going to be business as usual, okay?
Well, speaking
of
Vegas,
you're going to have to do exactly what everybody else has done, okay? You're going to have to cease operation. That's just what it is. It's where we are.
Speaking of Vegas, the NFL has just announced that the draft is on in Las Vegas, and they are exploring the innovative ways. But the Vegas part is completely gone, right?
Yes.
Completely gone.
Yeah, I led with that. But yes, that's correct.
Let's work up to where you're working up.
Can I read a quote real quick based on all of this? Mm-hmm. So this was an interview that I think was over the weekend. Becky Lynch is the women's champion for WWE. And she said, quote, "It's business as usual. I think we're constantly meeting different people. We're constantly shaking hands. We know how to use hand sanitizer. We're always exposed to so many different bacteria in our lives in so many different countries. You can't freak out about any of this stuff. You have to continue on and hope for the best."
Yeah, that's not good.
It's wrong.
That's not a good.
Dead wrong.
Yeah.
Not a good comment.
No.
It's just not good.
This is different.
Is there a layer of truth to that? Yes. It's not the appropriate thing to say right now.
Okay. Well,
This is something we've never seen before on Earth, the whole world. This is something that's different. It's not the flu. Come on.
Well,
listen
it is.
To
it
a
is.
Doctor.
We don't have the vaccine for it. It is. But we just
It's not quote unquote the flu.
We won't have
we
a
have
cure,
vaccines.
But we don't have a vaccine for this.
We have treatment and vaccines for the flu. This,
correct.
We do not have treatment.
We don't have a
nor
shot.
Nor do we have a vaccine.
Yes.
And we won't for a
that's
year.
That's the difference.
Which is why we've got to do this.
Well, we don't know that, but that's what they're projecting. We don't know when. Hopefully it's going to be sooner than that, but I suspect
Listen
you're right.
Listen to the doctors, the medical officials. They study this. This is their livelihood. They know. We don't know. If you're just guessing, maybe. Listen to what they're saying. That's what I'm doing. I'm not coming up with this like on my own. I'm listening to the doctors. the doctor.
We had a doctor on the show on Friday. I thought it was very good.
Do you think all these leagues wanted to do this?
No. Answer.
Do you think
no.
if there was any doubt that they waited as long as they could? The reality is, a lot of doctors were saying they should have done this a few weeks before, right? Really, we got a late start. We've waited as long as we could. They didn't want to do this. They're doing it for a reason, which is leading up to our local angle here.
And then we get to, on a more local basis, the TSSAA. Now, Thursday, they were still playing the boys and girls state tournament.
It was the girls. The boys was supposed to be this week.
So it was just the girls on
yep.
Thursday when we were talking about it?
Yep.
Okay. But it was all on. Still, it was yep. still all on. And obviously we took exception to that. Like, that was not the right thing to do. And then, of course, the next day, once again, they've shut it all down. But that was the basketball tournament. They haven't shut everything down. What's the latest from the TSSAA desk?
Well, I'm really hoping that there is an update today, and it needs to be today. They, as of March 13th, which was Friday, issued this in terms of the spring sports. Scheduling and participating in regular season contests during the spring is totally left up to the discretion of the administration or LEA of the schools involved. We realize that the situation is changing rapidly and events around the country are influencing what discretion can or cannot be given to administrators. We will continue to monitor the situation, and we encourage each member school to consult with their local health department and medical professionals to help with these decisions. Please continue to review key planning considerations for event planning should you decide to allow regular season play. Totally left up to the discretion of the schools involved.
Wrong decision.
You've got to take the lead. You are the leader.
Well, I was going to say, what is the point of you? Okay, why are you in existence if you're just going to leave it up to your members? Why are you the leader?
And so what did you have? You had
baseball games this weekend.
I don't know if right. games. I only know of one game. Now that's were there more than one? Were there a bunch?
I know of several. A buddy of mine reports for high school sports over in the Upper Cumberland area. And schools like Bledsoe County and Cumberland County were playing as if nothing was going on.
Grace Christian?
That was Columbia Channel Academy. 4. I was watching Channel 4 last night. They interviewed. And that's right here. That's our district, pretty much. Columbia Academy, Grace Christian Academy. Two very good high school programs. Very good. State champion level high school programs. They played.
I've got to be
honest.
And
they were defiant.
I don't know the Grace Academy coach. I don't. I'm just going to tell you, and I'm sure he's a fine person, a really good coach. I'm sure of it. That was a really, really bad look. Like, if I was an administrator of Grace Academy, I would have been, or Grace Christian, I would have been cringing that's what my baseball coach was saying on local television. I mean, cringing, like nails on a chalkboard. Like, flu? I had the flu. What's Corona? That's like, oh, no.
No.
The Columbia Academy coach was at least in the interview a little bit more. They were like, hey, we took
more
precautions.
The right things.
He said, you know, they told us we could play. You know, but you could tell he was at least, he was thinking about it some. He's like, I don't know all but they said we could play.
He came off way better.
But let's just get back to the real issue here. The leaders have to lead.
No, don't slough that off. That's a coach. Okay, he needs to. That's an adult, and that's a coach. That's a head coach. He's got to be more aware than to say that on television.
I agree, but I 100% agree. It's both, right? It's all of us.
You know,
all of us individually.
You know damn well you cringed whenever he said that. You know you went, I was heartbroken. Oh, my gosh. Grace Christian, oh my gosh. Please, somebody pull that baseball coach to the side. Please. And let him understand what's going on. Please don't say, I had the flu. I mean, what's Corona? What's the big deal?
Because he is guiding
oh my goodness.
A lot of other families and players. And but the TSSAA, take it out of his hands. Take it out of everybody's hands across the state. Why is Major League Baseball not playing? Minor League Baseball, NHL, all of the hockey leagues down the line not playing. Basketball, the same thing. They are people. High school kids are people. If it'd be one thing if they were playing and not in front of fans, if that was something we decided, but they're not playing for that reason. You can't interact and get it spreads the virus. We've got to get a handle on this.
Do you know what every baseball field in Smyrna looked like this weekend? Do you know what every single? You know why? Because we drove around to every single one of them. I took a picture of every single one of them. You know what they look like? Anybody want to guess? Every baseball field in Smyrna.
Nobody was there?
No, that's not where I'm going with that. No, yeah, nobody was there. That's correct. But there's a reason why nobody was there.
Because it was closed.
Because it was closed.
Now, if it were
like,
open?
Chained up.
Yeah.
All of them with signs. Closed. Every park in Smyrna. Closed. Chained up with a sign. Sorry. Park's closed. Sorry, folks. Park's closed.
So if the TSSAA wants to hold out hope, I don't have a problem with that, right? We can all hope. The NHL was hoping, right? The NHL has now issued a directive that the players can go home, right? We're going to try, let's push it back late April, reconvene, see where we are then. If you want to do that and set a date, even if you want to make it April 10th or April 5th, you've got to shut it down until then. There can't be this wishy-washy, it's up to you. It's up to you. That is not leadership. It's got to be uniform for everybody. So I really hope, especially since things have changed on Friday. Friday, maybe that was a little bit more of a realistic thing. Maybe
I'm just telling you right
Friday
now,
was
I've admitted,
Friday
is where I have changed just like the show all last week. I have admitted, and it's tough for me to admit this, I was a little bit more on the flippant side of things back earlier in the week, a week ago today.
I think we all were.
To Friday where I went, whoa, I pumped the brakes.
Yeah.
Right.
And all weekend, all I've done is talk to people who are smarter than me and read stuff about people who are smarter than me. And you know what? I have completely changed my stance. Like, I completely from Monday to Friday, and it's been totally different since Friday.
So I feel like this should have been done already, but I understand if they took the weekend to decide, but this needs to be announced by noon today that we're not playing. The TSSAA doesn't need to be playing. Now, Governor Lee, I think, has said schools will be closed, right? He's recommending that schools be closed, right? I think he just announced
that
around
the
time.
All over
the
country.
Across the country.
States all over the country are shutting down their entire school system for weeks. States around the country are doing that right now. Shutting all levels of school systems down for weeks.
Right. So let's just go ahead and do it. Take the leadership. If people want to complain, let them complain. But do the right thing. It's obvious. Why should everybody else be shut down, but you leave it up to the schools? That's not the way to lead.
I mean, the TSSAA comes off as just a rudderless ship. It just really does.
This is an easy one.
But they just seem like they don't get it. They just walk around in a cloud.
No, they
in a haze.
It seems that way because it's true.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing.
Probably right.
The fact that we have now had at least three shows where they come up about something stupid that they've done or haven't done. What does that tell you?
Yeah, it's a pattern.
It's a pattern. Like, get your stuff together.
Not a coincidence.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think this is the time to get into all that, but this one should be pretty clear cut.
Actually, I think it is.
Well, if you want to go there, you can. I know it's a tough job, right? You got a million schools in a million different situations.
Oh, like the other entities that are like shutting down Disney isn't a tough job, right? They've shut down Disney World and Disneyland.
No,
like,
I agree.
Shutting
down
the Las Vegas Strip.
This is a no-brainer.
That's kind of a tough. There's been a lot of tough jobs that have said, "Hey, we got to do the right thing." Like, we have. So don't give me the TSSAA. It's got a tough job.
No. That's not what I'm saying on this one. This is a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer. Shut it down now. If you want to say until April 15th, April 20th, and then we reassess, then do that if that makes you feel better. This needs to be shut down. I'm saying, though, when you make bigger decisions about classifications and state tournaments and eligibility, a guy living in Marshall County as opposed to a girl over in Shelby County, somebody in Nashville, somebody, that's a little more complicated. That's what I'm saying.
What is the NCAA doing about their spring
sports? They're shut down.
What? They're shut down.
They're shut down.
Right?
Shut down.
Shut down.
The OVC made that announcement yesterday.
Shut down.
Well, let's
shut
say
down.
This, too. We thought the Ivy League was a little harsh. Yeah. When they shut everything down before anybody else, they knew.
They were ahead of the curve.
They knew. Because they knew.
Which they usually are because they're smart.
Smart people.
Yeah, you know.
Smart people.
Yeah.
They knew.
Again.
Well, no, they knew.
And I admit.
They got the information
on
and
Tuesday
they listened
and was
to
like,
it.
Oh, gosh. That's,
we were.
Can
and,
you do it in front of nobody?
I'm raising my hand right now. I was in denial. When they did that, I was like, what? Huh?
So was
the
I.
The spring sports? What? Huh? Get your arms around this thing. This is unprecedented. We are in a national emergency. National emergency. We don't just throw that around. Stop playing. Stop playing. Put the glove down. Put the soccer ball down. Relax. Let's get our arms around this thing, and let's do what we need to do. Because the quicker we do that, the quicker we'll be back.
Yeah.
We don't want to see this done. I want to see everybody back as quick as we can.
I feel like this is, and you guys are dads, so you know exactly where I'm going with this, but you know, I've been around enough kids. It's like the argument of you need to go to bed. Like, you have to go to
bed.
Which
is nightly in our house.
Right.
Nightly.
But the sooner you go to bed, the sooner you get up and you can do whatever it is you wanted to do. That's what it is. It's like Christmas. It's like, the sooner you go to bed, Santa will be here.
We will come back.
Santa
Kyle,
will be here, yes.
If you can hold, I promise we'll get to you. I know you've been waiting patiently. We'll get to you on the other side. More of Darren, Donnick, and Chase next. Back here on ESPN 102.5, the game on this Monday morning. Kyle has been waiting patiently. What's up?
Hey, guys. My question is for you. How are you dealing with still bringing the news to us in Nashville here, and how are other media members dealing with it in newsrooms? And do they just have everybody that's in there? I mean, it's still a problem for you, too. So what are you doing to make it happen still?
Well, can you be a little bit more specific with your question? Are you talking about just sports, or are you saying how are we going to proceed moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, how do you guys still come in together and work with all the staff there, and how are other, like, local news, national news, all the newsrooms, and people still having to be at work and bring the news with each other?
Yeah, gotcha.
A lot of other businesses are shut down.
Well, okay. Let's take ESPN to start. It looks like all the shows, they've spread the people out, mm-hmm. right? The yep. six-foot rule, or they're just not – they're in different studios altogether, right? That's the thing. Now, we're working on – we're evolving as we speak, but we're trying to adhere to all of the distancing that we can. We're not inviting people in. Our staff, the people that can in our radio station, are working from home,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Parking lot was almost empty this morning. For the most part.
So we're spacing ourselves out. We're trying to do all the cleaning measures that we can. But we don't have a big group here. Right? We don't have hundreds and hundreds
of
people.
Kyle, I saw nobody in the building this morning other than people from our show. So I don't know who all's here, but I didn't see anybody
we're
in the building other than our show.
Our sales staff is essentially working from
home. Morning Drive, who was leaving. Basically, two ships passing in the night. But it's a good question.
It's a great question because every single person is dealing with this.
Yep. Thanks for the call. As for the content and stuff, I think what we've been trying to do is what we've been talking about today. All last week and today, as we learn stuff, I think we need to talk through this. I think it's our job, our duty. And I know a lot of people have had the stance of, oh, it's all overblown and the media is making a big deal. One, you know, on our show, all we can do is, I've always said this, all we can do is worry about 10 to 2. That's all we can control. And you know we're not a show that's looking for a bump, looking for clicks, as they say, or listens, just because we're out here doing stuff that we think would interest you and go over the top. It's like, we talked about the Tom Brady stuff because we believed on this show there was some merit to it. How much? Have no clue. Don't know if we'll ever know. unless Tom Brady or the Titans come out and say something. But we felt like there was merit. It was a legit story. We're not a show that comes on here and just talks about things just to get people to tune in. And this is important. I mean, this is just like, just think about the last 2 weeks now as we start up the third week of shows. This is a sports talk show, and we've talked more about what?
The coronavirus.
Tornadoes.
And tornadoes, yeah.
And coronavirus. Because it's our job. You saw what Ryan Porth put out on Twitter, what, week ago? People that, some feedback from people, like how could you,
yeah,
as the program director, how could your shows to talk about tornado relief and, you know, natural disaster, like we want sports. And it's like, yes, we tried to do a little bit of everything, although I would say the first day it was almost all about the tornadoes. It was the right thing to do because we also have a job to, this is our community, okay? This is, we're talking today about globally here in the States and our community. So it's a big combination, but 2 weeks ago it was about our community. That's where we live. That's where we do everything, and that's what's important to us and important to you out there listening. So that's why we did that 2 weeks ago, where most of the shows were about the tornadoes.
Yep.
I think that's our job. While it's not written down that that's our job, we feel like it's our job to talk about it.
Well, it is. And look, you know, I'll be the first to tell you, I would much rather us be sitting here talking about Ryan Tannehill re-signing the deal. I mean, we're talking about the Predators and making a push to the playoffs. That's why we do this and got into this business, because we're sports nuts and we want to talk about sports all the time with all of you. But with all that said, you know, broadcasters, we have a duty. I mean, and this is the story right now. And, you know, it's a very different and evolving story, and none of us really knew how to prepare for it. I mean, I think that's what's so crazy about it, that we didn't, you know, it's easy to prep for, oh, the quarterback just re-signed. All right, well, you know how you're going to talk about that one. This one's different, and it changes every day. It's changing hour by hour. So, and look, there's some of you that you just want to talk about sports still. Well, that I got news for you. Things are changing.
Well, I feel like there will be time for that, right?
Sure.
Because this is going to go on for a while.
And we're going to. We're going to talk to Teron in a few minutes
there will be football news, right? But this is, we're all going to have to wrap our arms around this. There will be time to get very creative on how we do shows like this. But I think it's essential right now that we change our routine. Everybody's got to change their routine now, because time is of the essence. Every day that goes by that we don't react, there are going to be more cases spreading. That's the reality of it. That's what's been happening in our country, not just in Italy and Spain. If you take a look at what's going on over there, then that should be your warning sign of what you don't want to have happen here. But there have been some pockets. New Rochelle, New York, just a couple of towns over from where I used to live when I was a kid, is in the biggest concentration right now. They've had to take some extreme measures. And, yeah, the economy takes a hit. We all have to change our lives. It's not convenient, but we have to do it.
Yeah.
We have to do it. We don't want that to happen here, right? We want that to happen anywhere in our country. We've got to try to get our grasp on this.
It's going to happen.
It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Right. We have to figure out the best ways to minimize it, okay?
Yes.
Because it's going to happen, okay? The data, you know, for all the people screaming for data, the data's not there, folks, because there was no testing.
Oh, I know. Okay.
And that's now all changing, and you're going to get your data, and you're not going to like it. But we're just trying to minimize what we're going to go through. Okay, this country is going to go through it. We are currently going through it. And once the data is released, you're not going to like it. But we're just trying to figure out ways to minimize it. And minimizing is being self-aware of what's going on and not being flippant about it and not saying, ah.
Well, we got a text that's... And this person, if you read their previous text, you can tell how they have thought since the very beginning, and they have not changed on that. But they don't put their name. They say, ask yourself this. How many people do you know personally have tested positive for COVID-19? If the answer is zero, then the info you are hearing and you believe is hearsay, nothing more.
And there you go. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Uninformed information.
It's just the absolute worst take ever. Like, honestly, that's the worst text we've ever read on the show.
No, a previous one was, can we get an update on the coronavirus? I haven't heard one all morning. Eye roll emoji.
Yeah, there you go.
And if you text in, I have the right to read it, so.
Yeah, put a name on it, by the way.
Yeah.
That's what we ask you to do. Put a name on it. Don't have testing, okay? Yeah. We're just now doing testing. You understand that? That's the reason. There's no doubt. You could not do that. If you went in and you were sick during the winter months and you had felt like you had the flu and you tested negative for the flu, you may have had something else, but they couldn't test you for it.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Wake up, people.
We'll come back. We'll wrap up the first hour next. Teron Davenport will join us at 11 o'clock. We'll talk about the moves the Titans have made, and there's been a lot of moves in the last 4 or 5 days. So we'll get into all that with TD. The Arizona Cardinals, how about this, guys? They have put the franchise or the transition tag on Kenyon Drake. Kenyon Drake, the guy that they traded for in the middle of the year, and I know he did well in Arizona. So you're paying David Johnson all that money, and you're going to transition tag Kenyon Drake?
Okay.
All right. Just thought I'd pass that along. Do you have another text to read?
I do. And again, when you text in, put your name on the 615-737-1025. We gotta work on that. We gotta train people. I know it's important, and everyone is demanding things to be closed, but no one really talks about the owners and workers. What will they do for money? Does the Fed really have enough to pay every bar, restaurant, and small business the profits they would lose closing for a month? You can't just shut down life. And I'm glad somebody brought this up because it is true.
It's a huge issue.
I know people in the service industry that are freaking out.
People that own small businesses, yeah, and they are freaking out. And we totally get it and totally understand.
Which is why you have to understand that this is a last resort. Nobody would ever choose to do this if there was another choice. There's no other choice. So that is now as we go forward, and because we're just starting this. It's going to be like this for several weeks, it looks like, conservatively.
It's going to be
conservatively. Months, probably. So we have to, from the top, and as a society, figure that part out.
If CDC is saying eight weeks, that's 2 months.
That's 2 months. And that's minimum. That's if we do everything right. That's why it's so important that we start today.
They put a name on it? They're nameless.
No, nameless.
It's too bad because,
when you say nobody's talking about it, I don't think that's the case. It's the second thing that you talk about. The first thing is we've got to do this. The second thing is, okay,
you know
now
what?
We've got to deal with it. It's huge.
Like that, I'm glad they brought it up because we are thinking about you because there's a lot of people that are going to be affected, okay? There's a lot of small businesses that are not going to make it through this. And that's the real, real unfortunate thing about this.
And I think
you have to take the proper steps and you have to do the right thing. But, yeah, it is at a cost, unfortunately.
Look, everyone is going to feel it.
Everybody.
We empathize with you. The ones that are being affected where there are businesses right now that, you know, a lot of businesses, they can say business as usual and just say stay home, but we can still conduct business at home. There are other businesses that
they can't do that.
That it's not a function at a home type of business. And so they have to get in a room and make the very, very tough decisions of, we love our employees, but we can't just pay them. We're not making any money. Like, it's affecting our business.
Yeah.
Nothing's coming in. How can we pay them? And yeah, it is a real dilemma. We certainly understand. I hope you don't think that we are overlooking that because we know a lot of you are being affected greatly because of this.
Especially the workers.
And you're going to be affected for a good while.
Especially the workers, right? The blue-collar people that show up, they're your waitress, they're the bartender, all of these people, no question. This is a huge, huge thing, which is, you know, the arena. I thought of immediately when the arenas are shutting down, you think of all of the ushers and people that we've gotten to know over the years.
We talked about that last week, yes.
Right, we see them every time we go into the Bridgestone Arena.
Yep.
Whether it's a hockey game or a basketball game or a concert, you see the same people. That's where they rely on. A lot of the people you see at the arena, you might see at the stadium. right?
Yep.
For a Titans game.
Mm-hmm.
They work as many games as they can because the more games they get, that's how they make their
living.
I've
seen them at Ascend.
And if there's no
games. I've seen them at other concert venues.
If there's no games, there's no concerts, you can do the math, right? That's where we have to make sure we start our process here.
Like
as we
people
deal
who
with
work
this.
At TPAC. People work at the Symphony Center. I mean, they've shut down. Like they're not – everything is at a halt. Everything has stopped. We know people that work at those places. That I don't know how that affects them, but it affects them.
But
I
if mean, if there were any other way, we wouldn't do it this way. But that's what you have to grasp. This is the only way. We have to do this for the next few weeks. We've got to get a handle on this so that we can move forward. The quicker we do this, the quicker we will get back. That's how you have to look at it.
Yeah, and I will, I think you guys alluded to this, but the athletes that are donating, money. Kevin Love was
a lot of people have followed, too, which has been awesome.
That's really cool.
$100,000, Kevin Love. Hats off to him. He was, I felt like, the first one, and I know a lot have done it since then, but he was the first one to step up and say, hey, we're thinking about the people who work our events night in and night out, and this is going to affect them. And so here's some money. Hopefully we can help. And I know others have stepped up, but, congrats to all them that are using their play. Nick Bonino.
Yeah.
Let's talk about – you have it. Anybody have it in front of them?
I have it here. Do you have it, Chase?
I can pull it up real quick.
All he did was basically send his message. I see people going out to bars and restaurants, and I'm not sure if they're selfish or just naive. An interaction with one person could, in the worst case, potentially lead to the death of many people. If you're young and healthy, you may feel untouchable. But if something happens to you, will there be enough room at the hospital to help you? Our healthcare system is going to be overwhelmed, and if we don't distance ourselves immediately, there will be consequences. It's happening right now in Italy, and we're only a few days behind. There is no excuse. We have a chance to lock down our cities now, close restaurants and bars, or, if safe only, take out delivery. Anything to slow the spread. Grocery and supply stores are open, but just go when you absolutely need to. I love Nashville. It's my family's home, but we need to shut down Broadway. There are videos of hundreds of people last night at every bar, and instead of inevitably having to lock down in 2 weeks, let's do it now. Let's help our hospitals by giving them a chance to help the sick, the elderly, the at-risk. There are examples to draw on right now from Italy, Spain, and multiple other countries, and we have to do our best to react faster. We're past containment. It's time for care, and to ensure everyone gets the best care, let's flatten the curve, and let's just stay home or away from people. Now, that is not Nick Bonino, medical expert. That is Nick Bonino listening to the exact message of every medical leader out there, doctor, disease control person, all of that. Starting at the top, if you listen to the press conferences at all, Dr. Anthony Fauci is the guy our president puts out there. He has done a tremendous job saying exactly what Nick Bonino was saying there. So I admire Nick for being able to just pass along, because some people, they get there, they filter, they get information through different channels, right? They may not be watching news, right? I understand it. Some people are like, I can't watch the news right now. It's too depressing.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to inform people, right? And so sometimes the sports venue, you're looking at Twitter, you might see this and say, you know what? I didn't get it before. Maybe I need to lock in on this. I still think we're working on that. We got to do it.
We will come back second hour. Teron Davenport. We'll talk about the moves the Titans have made. We'll talk with TD next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.